You know, on the telephone with us, there is a book out called Poison Feather. It's part of the Gibson Vaughn series. Matthew Fitzsimmons is the author, and we're going to find out, because this involves a billionaire. We're not talking Trump, somebody else.
But, oh, thank God.
It goes on from there. So let's find out what Matt's up to. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very good. So tell us about your book. Give us a little bit on that storyline there.
So Poison Feather is about, you mentioned Trump, and it has been sort of funny watching that all evolve. Because I wrote the book well before any of this has evolved. Poison Feather is about a sort of disgraced billionaire Wall Street fellow who has served a 8-10 year sentence for massive fraud and is due to get out in about a month. And he gives this very, very ill-advised interview about 30 days before he gets out that suggests, hints, kind of arrogantly says, you know, they never found all my money. And basically it becomes a horse race between a number of competitors. It's a little bit of a treasure hunt.
It sounds like Survivor.
A little bit. It's a little bit is that everyone has about 30 days to figure out whether he has money, where it is, how to get it before he gets out of prison and disappears forever.
Are there family members involved in this?
There's a little bit of everything. I don't want to say too much. There's some of his family members involved. There are family members of people that he has ripped off who are involved. There are a lot of people who feel that they are entitled to a piece of his.
Sounds like a Ponzi thing.
That Madoff is definitely mentioned by.
Yeah, it sounded like Madoff to me as you were talking. I'm like,
all right. So where does the title Poison Feather fit in?
I cannot tell you that.
Oh. You're going to,
that's a pretty major reveal.
I'm reading the book this weekend.
But it's Poison Feather, all one word. And it's the second book in a series. I've been my first book came out about a year ago. It's called The Short Drop, and it's the same central character.
So this all is right. Is there going to be a trilogy or a continuing series?
At the moment, the first one went very, very well. So they at the moment, I'm on track to write 5.
Oh, and how about a TV series? Because that's what it's looking like in my head.
It's funny you should say that. We sold the it's been kind of a roller coaster. We sold the film television rights this summer, and they are currently the fellows. I sold it to the guys who do that show Outlander.
Oh,
I don't know
sure.
if you've heard of it.
Yes, I remember the movie actually years ago.
No, not that Outlander. It's the one about, it's the Scottish time travel show on Cinemax.
Oh, that's why we haven't seen it. We don't have that.
We're too cheap to buy Cinemax.
It's not cheap, it's the time.
No, we're too cheap.
That too.
But those are the fellows who are doing it.
Oh, interesting. So they're going to look at it, put it on Cinemax.
No, I mean, the way they do it is it's Cinemax, when you sell the right, when you option the rights, you sell it to a little production company.
Right.
And then they try and put together a deal, and then they will take it to everybody.
They'll shop it around.
Exactly. Right. So you have no idea where
it is. I hope it ends up on regular TV, because I would love to see this.
I hope I just hope it winds up on TV. But
yeah, I know it's
it's such a long shot.
I know all of them. I mean, you never know. It depends on who's Also, if you're lucky enough to have an executive who says, "Oh, this is something I like," then you got it.
Well,
right,
now
exactly.
You were an English literature teacher. Is that what sort of sparked interest in actually writing your own book?
A little bit, sir. Yeah, I was one of those hopeful types who wrote a novel in his 20s. And it was not a very good novel. And after that, I turned to teaching, and I taught for 12 years, and it was an amazing experience. And it was as I was teaching kids, I started to get the bug back, and 4 or 5 years ago, I started writing again.
What part of the country are you in?
I live in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
But through Illinois, and actually raised in England. How old were you when you were in England? Because you don't have an accent.
Yeah.
So I was born just outside of Chicago in a little town called Wheaton, Illinois. And we moved to London. My dad got moved there for his work when I was 3 and a half. And we were there for about 8 years, and we moved back to the States when I was 11 and 12, and I had an accent. I had the whole thing. I sounded like a good little English boy. And then it just fades. Apparently there is a, you know, the place, adolescence is where your ass accent sticks. Mm-hmm. And I know American kids who came back when they were 14, and they still have traces of English accent. But mine went completely away.
Oh, that's
interesting. Very interesting. Well, the book is called Poison Feather. Find out why it's called that. You got to read the book. Matthew Fitzsimmons is the author. We do have a local bookstore in Warwick and Greenwood Lake called Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Go check it out there. Online, all the online distributors out there. What about a website?
Yep, my website is www.matthewfitzsimmons.com. I was not clever about it. It's very, very straightforward.
You're lucky you had it available.
Well, it's a nice thing about having a long, strange name is that people haven't grabbed it yet.
Well, that sounds great. Well, best of luck with the book,
yes,
and thanks for coming on the air with us.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, have a great day. Happy
you
Thanksgiving.
Too. Same to you guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. There you go. It's WTBQ.